This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios is keyboardist Marco Benevento and his trio. Marco, welcome to JPR. Thank you for stopping. Let's talk a little bit about home for you, because you actually have some family out in this neck of the woods, but home is where for you?
Home for me is in Woodstock, New York. And I was in Brooklyn for 10 years before that with my wife and our kids. And we moved to the country about 4 years ago. My wife's sister, Rosie, lives out in Cottage Grove, and she works at Apervecchio. So, it's a little home away from home over here in Oregon, where we're headed.
It's like a trip to hang out with family.
Yeah.
Did you come up through a course of classical piano study or jazz piano study?
Both. I mean, mainly rock, you know, and just music that was on the radio, you know, growing up. Led Zeppelin, The Who, The Doors. I took piano lessons, so I took jazz lessons. I took classical lessons. I got into all sorts of music. I went to college at Berklee College of Music and got into jazz pretty heavy there, and was thinking about starting a more of a jazz thing right after college, but the rock influence and electronic influence just seeped right back in there. So I sort of did a 360 or a 180 and just pulled back around to more of a rock thing.
Yeah. Well, I definitely want to talk about the jazz thing a little bit, because you took it as far as actually taking a lesson with Brad Meldow, who we play a lot here at the station.
Oh, cool.
Do you see yourself now as a jazz pianist or a rock pianist?
I sent Brad a picture of this rig, and he was like, whoa, I want to check that out.
And speaking of, we're going to have some pictures of this rig that he is referring to up on our website a little bit later on this afternoon. It is an interesting contraption that we will talk about in a couple of minutes. You know, one of the things that you have done off and on over the last couple of records is cover pop tunes. And that is something that jazzers have been doing for 60, 70, 80 years. Yeah. Is pop music of today more difficult to turn into an instrumental because the songs are a little bit more simplistic in terms of their chord progression and stuff?
No, I think just as easy, just the same. You know, it's melody and chords, whether they're two chords or three chords compared to lots more chords, maybe from the 20s and 30s, you know. But
well, you look back at the, you know, Rodgers and Hart and Rodgers and Hammerstein and stuff.
Yeah,
those were
more
much more complex.
Or something. Or I don't know, really. Just chord progressions that fit the time of the era, you know. And now it's like, it's a whole nother thing. And I don't, you know, people back then were walking around with top hats and smoking their cigarettes and going to see jazz and dancing. And now people are like, you know, have their Dr. Dre beats on it and they're listening to electronic music. I mean, it's just a different picture of the world. So obviously there's different music happening now. But just the same chords and melody are just there. They're there. You know, we even started playing the Lord song, Royal,
sure,
like here and there. And the Amy Winehouse song that's on our third.
You Know
record.
You're No Good, yeah.
And we covered a My Morning Jacket song on our second record, Me Not Me, as well as a song by The Knife called Heartbeats. And but no, same, not difficult at all. It's just as easy to interpretate.
Yeah. Marco Benevento is my guest live today in the JPR studios. His newest record is called Swift. It is out on the Royal Potato Family record label. We'll talk about that in a little bit. MarcoBenevento.com is the website. We have got quite the setup in here. Who have you brought in to play with you today?
This is the amazing Dave Drywitz on bass.
Welcome. Thank you.
And the incredibly talented Andy Borger, A-N-D-Y-B-O-R-G-E-R, on drums and cymbals.
What are you going to play first today?
We're going to play the second song from our new record, Swift. This song is called If I Get to See You at All. Here we go. We'll be right back.
That is Marco Benevento and his trio live here on Jefferson Public Radio. A tune from the newest recording called Swift. Information on Marco, the band, and the music at marcobenevento.com. Just out of curiosity, how much of that is improv? You know, we talked about jazz before the tune.
Yeah, just the sort of ending part when we're playing over that vamp. The rest of it is, you know, all composed. The song is pretty simple and has just a sort of vamp, this drum loopy sort of vamp thing happening that I improvised it in my studio and then just brought it to this stage with these guys. And it has an improvised feel, just the song in general, but it is composed, except that last part we do some communicating with our notes.
Can we talk a little bit about this thing that you're actually playing? I mean, outside of like a pawn shop or a secondhand store, I can't say I've ever seen one in person.
This is a little piano. It only has 64 keys, but it is a real piano. And you could, like I was doing on that song, you can mute the strings if you reach in. So it is a real piano. Sounds real out of tune now. We've been deep in 2 weeks. But I got it for $100 on Craigslist. And it's the best thing ever.
Were you looking for something that you could travel with?
Yeah.
Because there's so much prep that you have done with it, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, this piano is basically hot-rodded with guitar pickups, with transducer pickups taped to the back of it, and I run it into all these pedals and then into an amp. But yeah, we were playing rooms with pianos in them, and a lot of those rooms were either like just really nice sort of sit-down jazz rooms, or like sit down listening rooms, or like it was just a rock room with like a dive piano in the back that we couldn't use. So it's nice to actually bring my own instrument and use my own instrument everywhere and play whatever room it is that we want to. So
it looks like it's been through a war though, right?
Yeah, it has. It's been through, it's been soldiering for the music.
Do you have any backups? Like, do you
I
always keep
five
your
five backups?
You do, really?
Yeah, but they're not as good as this one. They're just bigger, heavier, they're taller. This one is also the sound, the harp is made of aluminum and not steel.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So, it's a little bit lighter, easier to move around.
Yeah, it's a lot lighter.
You know, up until this new record, you have been almost exclusively a piano player, keyboard player. Mm-hmm. You started singing.
Yeah. Why the heck not?
Was there something specific that prompted that?
No, not really. I guess what prompted it is that we used the singer from Rubble Bucket. Her name is Cal. We used Cal on Tiger Face, our previous record, and it was nice to hear, a couple of my own tunes with a vocalist and with lyrics, and I remember like being in my studio and listening to what we had just recorded with Cal. And I was like, oh, wow, I've never heard any of my tunes with a vocalist and with lyrics. And it was an eye-opener for me, and I thought, ooh, I want to do this again. I like the sound of the first two tunes are Limbs of a Pine, and This Is How It Goes. And I really liked the way they came out. So when I was recording all these new songs or demoing them, I thought, I'll just call Cal again and have her sing on a bunch of the new tracks. And I just realized that it was time for me to start trying to sing it, because Cal can't come on the road with us, and I really wanted to have the lyrics and the words in there and that element of the music. So we started touring around and testing out all these new tunes live, and in a night of heavy jamming, when we would bust into a song with vocals, it felt really good, and you could sense the crowd sort of, I don't know, paying more attention or something, I guess. And then after the gigs, they would come up to me and say, oh, I like that you're singing, I like those new tunes. So that was nice to hear.
Well, I'll tell you, after listening to a couple of your records and seeing you perform live a couple of times, I don't imagine you as the kind of guy that has nights that aren't full of heavy jamming. Aren't they all heavy jamming
they
when
are,
it's Marco
yeah.
Benevento?
I mean, there's some songs that lend themselves to some serious improv, which is really great to get that out and to play with Andy and Dave and to get into some, you know, into some of that kind of stuff. But, you know, it is nice to just play a tune and sing and kind of connect with the audience that way.
Yeah.
Instead.
You know, we talked about you having an actual real piano in front of you, but you've got a lot of other stuff that goes along with it too.
Uh-huh.
It was really the electronic side of keyboards that got you interested in making music as a profession, right?
Absolutely,
it wasn't
yeah.
piano playing.
No, I remember being a kid and playing piano and taking piano lessons, and then I like played a keyboard, a synth at like my friend's house or something, and I was like, oh, I could sit down at this thing for a lot longer than the piano. But and my parents got me this Casio and a Kawai keyboard and then a Korg.
Yeah.
And I would sit in my room, and I had a 4-track recorder and a drum machine, and I'd sit in my room and make sequence.
It was that era where, because we're not that far apart in age, it was that era where Herbie Hancock's Rocket and Axel F that came out from the Beverly Hills Cop movie, right? They were everywhere, and it was all keyboard stuff.
Totally,
and it was super cool at the time, and everybody wanted a keytar.
Right.
did you ever own a keytar?
Joe Russo bought me a keytar, a Yamaha keytar that I used a couple times. And more recently, I got this SH-101, this Roland old keyboard that has the keytar attachments that I used at a gig. It was really fun.
So that might make its way to another gig in the future.
Oh, yes.
We also talked about you starting to sing. Do lyrics come easy to you, or was that a much harder thing for you to wrap your mind around?
Syllables come easy to me.
Yeah? Okay.
And then the lyric part, sitting down and actually trying to either change it or figure out what lyric it's going to be is a little difficult for me. Yeah, it's a new thing for me. And I find that the best way for me to get at it is to share it with people. Like if people are at my house, I'll play the song for them. I'll show them what the lyrics are, like my wife or our friends that are over for dinner. And I'll be like, come on over, listen to this demo. I want you guys to tell me what you think. And they're like, what are you saying? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think I'm saying? And then they'll say what they think they're hearing. And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. I'll write that down.
Right. But, like they'll say, if you take your syllable and you add another syllable to it, you'll have a word.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marco Benevento is my guest live in the studio with his trio. The newest record is called Swift. The website is marcobenevento.com. Does the next tune have lyrics?
Sure does.
What are you going to do next?
We're going to do Witches of Ulster. I live in Ulster County, New York, and I've seen them. I've seen them there. They're there. Here we go.
There are witches.
That is called Witches of Ulster. It is music from the new record called Swift. It's Marco Benevento and his trio live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Let me talk a little bit about your record company. You started a record company 6 years ago, give or take, called the Royal Potato Family. Mm-hmm. Please tell me the backstory of where this name came from.
Sure. Well, the name of the record label comes from a joke that Bob Dylan told Matt Chamberlain, our friend and amazing drummer. Bob sat down to dinner, and Matt was sitting next to him. They were on tour at this time, and Bob kept to himself the whole tour and always had his hood on. And this one time, he pulled his hood off, turned to Matt, and said, "Do you want to hear a joke?" And Matt's like, "All right, sure." He says, "There's a royal potato family, a king potato, a queen potato, and a princess potato. And it's time for Princess Potato to go find a man to get married to. And she goes out with the first guy. She brought him home, and the king did not approve. And she went out on her second date. She brought him home, and the king still did not approve. And she finally went out on her third date, and she brought home Dan Rather. And the king said, "You can't marry him. He's just a commentator."
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, the Royal Potato Family. From a Bob Dylan joke. I really liked that joke. That was my favorite.
These guys still laugh at it. How many times have they heard the story?
We're the Royal Potato Family. I don't know. It just stuck with me. And I thought about calling like my band that, or like a record that or something. And I told Kevin, my manager, that, and we just decided to call our record label the Royal Potato Family, which is funny because our friends in the whole Soul Live world in Brooklyn, they have a record label called the Royal Family.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. The stable's good, and there are a lot of names that JPR listeners are going to know about. Edward David Anderson, Garage Artois, Grayson Capps, Seth Walker, Stanton Moore, Willie Sugar Caps. That is all...
Superhuman happiness.
That is all Royal Potato Family.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, Kevin really is Kevin Calabro really is doing a great job with that, and juggling, managing me and the label and everything. And he worked for a bunch of different folks along the way. He worked for Hyena record label, and we put out our first record with Hyena, Invisible Baby, and then our second record we just decided to was the first release of Royal Potato Family.
So other than when you are out as Marco Benevento, how many bands are you in right now?
I play with a lot of different people along the way, but I'd say this band does the most amount of shows throughout the year. We do like 150 shows a year, Dave and Andy and myself, and that's really where it's at.
The new record is called Swift. Do you get a free producer if you name it after the producer? Is that how it works?
I tried to work that deal out. Didn't work. Well, we had such a great experience working with Richard Swift up in Cottage Grove. And I just, you know, wrote on the CD, you know, the demo CD or the rough mixes, like, you know, Swift. It just said Swift everywhere. And I tried naming it tons of different things and just always wound up coming back to Swift. And I texted him, "Is it okay if I call the record Swift?"
Compared to earlier records that you have put out, when you listen to this one compared to your others, does it sound like Richard Swift in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it sounds like his influence is in there for sure, sonically. You know, he helped out. He really did a great job capturing the sound and manipulating the sound slightly, you know. It was a pretty easy session. He kept on saying, "This is too easy." And we literally had one mic on the drum. We had less channels than for this radio station.
Okay.
We had one mic on the drums, one on the amp, and like one mic on the piano. That was it. And then we had the looper with all the drum machine sounds and stuff, and then I just overdubbed a ton of vocals. But it's pretty minimalistic, and Richard just killed it in his own. We went out, like I said, to Cottage Grove. We did it in 3 days.
Yeah. So now that you have played, you know, festivals, you've played concert halls, you've played clubs, you've now played this teeny tiny little radio studio, is there a specific type of room that feels the best for Marco Benevento and the music that you create with the trio?
Carnegie Hall, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That's probably the best one.
Aim high, right? I mean, do you like doing festival settings better?
We do so many different settings. I mean, I, you know, I love the dive bar. I love the low ceiling dive bar. That's fun. I love the outdoor festivals. Pickathon is great. You know, we played Levon Helm's barn in Woodstock. I mean, just a beautiful
That's a cool place.
Venue like that is incredible. I mean, it's nice to have variety on the road. It's nice to play, you know, a nice room like, I don't know. I can't even think of any nice rooms now. Maybe we just play terrible rooms now. Oh, right. Yeah, oh. We just played in Napa, and we played an opera house. It was gorgeous. And then we played this, like, dive bar in Austin. After our show at the parish, we played this little place called the Sahara Lounge, and it was also awesome, too. So.
Well, thanks very much for stopping here today.
Yeah,
it's been great
us.
To meet you and have this incredible setup here in the studio. Marco Benevento is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Swift. MarcoBenevento.com is the website. What do you guys want to wrap with today?
Maybe we should play At the Show. It's the first song on the record. Kind of a fun one.
There.
That is Marco Benevento live on Jefferson Public Radio. It's the leadoff track called At the Show from the new record Swift. Information at marcobenevento.com. We should also acknowledge someone else that you brought in to help out with sound today.
Yes, the incredible Dan Ramirez.
Nice job. I was going to say, there are so many cables on the floor, it looks like the scene from Indiana Jones with the snakes.
Where there's snakes.
Stuff everywhere. Marco Benevento, thanks for dropping by and visiting with us, man.
Thanks for having us. See you next time.